Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. You know, I've been talking so much this week about following the Lord, about desiring His will, about putting away sin, about following after Him. Brothers and sisters, I feel like I sound like a broken record, and I don't mean to. What I want to say to you is I have had a taste of what it's like to follow Him. To really follow Him closely. And that entailed my saying no to some things in my life and saying yes to the things God wanted. It meant really laying bare to myself my sin, my own sin, and asking for forgiveness and asking for the grace to turn away from the sin and turn toward Him. And more over the years, it's brought me joy and hope and confidence and peace. I still have a lot of work to do, but I've already experienced the fruits that God promises, and I want the same for you. I want you to know the joy of your salvation, even here. I want you to begin to follow Him and become, in a sense, a co-worker. As Benedict used to say, co-worker of the truth. He's quoting Scripture. Co-workers for Christ in the truth that sets us free, the truth that shows us who we really are, the truth that shows us what God has in store for us if only we follow Him. That's part of why Pope Benedict had the year of faith, is that we might ask our faith to increase. Ask every day for an increase of faith. Ask every day for the grace to choose to do His will. I used to pray that prayer every hour and say, for the next hour, I will choose to do Your will, because my will was so strong and I had so many ideas of what I thought would be good to do for God rather than doing what God wanted me to do. Just try it hour by hour and choose His will over your own. I guarantee you, over time, there will come a peace that surpasses understanding. And that will be part of the light that helps to evangelize others. You will change. Let's take a look at the readings for today. First is from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 19 to 25. Brothers and sisters, since through the blood of Jesus we have confidence of entrance into the sanctuary by the new and living way He opened for us through the veil, that is, His flesh. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us approach. Since through the blood of Jesus we have confidence of entrance. Jesus died for you. He shed His blood that you might have eternal life. That's where our confidence is. We have confidence of entrance into the sanctuary by the new and living way He opened for us. When He died for us, He sent His Holy Spirit to lead us home to the Father. By the new and living way He opened for us through the veil, that is, His flesh. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us approach with a sincere heart and in absolute trust, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, our bodies washed in pure water, let us hold unwaveringly to our confession that gives us hope. For He who made the promise is trustworthy. Let us hold unwaveringly to our confession that gives us hope. You are my Father, you are my Messiah, my Savior, my Redeemer. You, Holy Spirit, dwell in me to lead me safely home to the Father. And I believe that You died for my sins. And I believe that when I repent, You forgive and wash away my sins. I believe that I can come to eternal life because You have saved me. Let us hold unwaveringly to our confession that gives us hope. For He who made the promise is trustworthy. We must consider how to rouse one another to love and good works. We should not stay away from our assembly, as is the custom of some, but encourage one another. You can't do this alone, brothers and sisters. You really can't. We like to think we could try, but you can't live this life alone and expect to be a true disciple. God gave us, he brought us into his body. We're one body. He uses those analogies. If the eye decided to be the foot and the big toe decided to be the hand, where would we be? We're called to be a well-coordinated body, all of us together, seeing our different gifts, relying on those gifts, thanking them for using their gifts, using the gifts we've been given, not comparing, not contrasting, simply doing what God has given us to do as well as we know how by the power of his grace, and we will see change, not only in us, but in those we associate with. So we shouldn't stay away from the assembly. When the body of Christ gathers together, be there. Receive strength, give strength, impart wisdom, receive love, give love. Strengthens the body of Christ, strengthens our relationships, that in difficult times will not be broken. Encourage one another, and this all the more as you see the day drawing near. None of us knows the day we'll die. None of us knows what our country or many countries and who are listening to this program, none of us knows what lies ahead for our countries. We can only deal with today. We don't even know what's going to come 5 minutes from now. We think we might have a good idea, but it often changes, doesn't it? So we really don't know. But if we do what Jesus asks us to do, hold unwaveringly to our confession that gives us hope. This is through the letter to the Hebrews, but the author is the Holy Spirit. Let us hold unwaveringly to our confession that gives us hope, for he who made the promise is trustworthy. Do you trust him? If you don't, ask him to help you. Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face. He whose hands are sinless, whose heart is clean, who desires not what is vain, he shall receive a blessing from the Lord, a reward from God his Savior. Such is the race that seeks for him, that seeks the face of the God of Jacob. Let us run, brothers and sisters. Let us run. Let us run in the way of truth and goodness and love and justice and mercy. Let's run in the way of the commandment. The verse before the gospel says, a lamp to my feet is your word, a light to my path. Notice that the word is a lamp to your feet. In other words, it shows you one step at a time. You don't get the master plan, which we all would like to have sometimes. All you get is a lamp to my feet is your word. And then, as that becomes more and more part of us, it is a light to my path, begins to show me the way God would have me walk. But first, I have to take it one step at a time. May his word be a lamp to my feet, first of all, and then a light to my path. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verses 21 to 25, Jesus said to his disciples, is a lamp brought in to be placed under a bushel basket or under a bed, and not to be placed on a lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except to be made visible. Nothing is secret except to come to light. Anyone who has ears to hear ought to hear. He also told them, take care what you hear. The measure with which you measure will be measured out to you. Think of that. The measure with which you measure will be measured out to you. Are you kind to others? You will know the kindness of God. Are you merciful to others? You will know the mercy of God. Where are you? Are you doing what God has asked you to do, and therein growing in intimacy with God? or are you trying to excuse your sin and justify yourself? You're going to end up alone, sterile. It's not worth it. Don't go that route. Give yourself to him, because he will lead you on the path by the light of his face. He will lead you on the path that takes you straight home. To the one who has, more will be given. From the one who has not even what he has, will be taken away. If we use what God has given us for our own selfish purposes, it will someday be taken away. And there's a lot of selfishness in the world, brothers and sisters. There's a lot of it. How selfish am I? How selfish are you? When push comes to shove, it becomes pretty evident, doesn't it? It's a hard thing to put aside self. I remember several years ago sharing this story. It happened in Iowa several years ago. It was right around Christmas, and a man was driving his two children to school, and he also had the baby in a car seat. And he came around a corner, and it was sheer ice. And the car, while he was trying to get it straight, he turned in a wrong way. Something happened, and the car slammed into the guardrail and then went up in the air and landed in the river upside down. Now, what would you say? Oh my gosh, call the police, get help. They knew they didn't have much time. About 8 or 9 men and women stopped their cars. They saw it happen. They stopped their cars. They got out. They went down there. And together, I mean this, together, they turned that car over. You say it's impossible. They did it. They turned the car over, and they were able to get the people out, and all of them were saved. Brothers and sisters, what if they had thought, well, I want to lead this, or I want to do this, or I wouldn't do it that way, I would do it this way. They probably all had different ideas, but they came together and they saved the lives of 3 or 4 people. Brothers and sisters, that's what God wants of us all the time, not just in the emergencies, but all the time. Be willing. What can I contribute to make this go better? I'd like to contribute X, but I think if I contributed Y, things would go better. Make the decision. What can bring something together? To the one who has, more will be given. From the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. We can say no to God's gifts, and we're going to end up very, very poor, if not totally destitute. But if we accept the gifts that God wants to give us, and if we use them according to his will, if we're willing to be generous and say to the Lord, however you want to use me, I'm available. This is what I'd like to do. This is what I'd like to pursue. But I am in your hands. Lead me in the way you would have me go. If that's your attitude, then continue to pursue your goals, if they're good goals. Continue to pursue them, but periodically just keep giving it back to him and say, you gave me these talents, you gave me these abilities, I want to use them for your glory. Lead me. You're going to be happier than you could ever imagine. I mean that. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.